This is Missouri Appellate Opinions, presented by Ott Law Firm, a St. Louis area plaintiff's litigation firm. Today's case, in the matter of the estate of ARB, a minor, KS and VS respondents vs. AL, Movant, decided December 18, 2024 by the Missouri Court of Appeals, Southern District. In division in the matter of the estate of an ARB, a minor, KS and VS, respondents, V, no. SD 38193, AL, filed December 18, 2024, Movant. Appeal from the Circuit Court of Shannon County. Honorable Sandra Brewer, judge affirmed AL. Mother, appeals from a judgment denying her motion to set aside a default judgment of guardianship over her daughter, ARB, and mother's petition to terminate the guardianship outright. The trial court ruled that, 1. Mother's consent to the original guardianship constituted a waiver of personal service, and 2, mother did not meet her burden of proving that the guardianship should be terminated. Mother presents 7 points on appeal. We affirm. 2, factual background and procedural history. The facts, viewed in the light most favorable to the trial court's judgment, are as follows. 1 ARB was born in 2017 to mother and father. Mother and father lived together from 2009 until 2019. In 2019, father was abusing mother and had allegedly blown marijuana smoke in ARB's face. Father was arrested and mother and ARB moved to a women's shelter. While mother was staying at the women's shelter, she met a woman who cared for ARB during the month of July. At the end of July, the woman was going on vacation and asked mother if respondents, the woman's parents, could care for ARB while she was gone. Mother and respondents met once after that, and during the meeting, mother gave respondents power of attorney over ARB. Mother also tried to give respondents ARB's bed, clothing, and toys. From that period until December 2019, respondents had ARB some 90% of the time. On December 16, 2019, respondents went to mother's home and gave mother a copy of 2 forms, a consent for guardianship and a petition for appointment of co-guardians. The consent for guardianship was labeled consent and stated I, mother, the biological mother of the minor child, ARB, state upon my oath that I have examined a copy of the petition for appointment of co-guardianship of minor regarding ARB, the minor child in the above entitled cause, and I do hereby consent to respondents being appointed as co-guardians for my daughter, ARB. I further acknowledge that I am not presently fit, willing, or able to care for the minor child, ARB, and I believe the appointment of respondents as co-guardians for ARB is in my child's best interest. 1. C. Henry KJRH, 3 and 30, SW3D 821, 823, Mo. App, SD 2011. 3. The consent form contained neither language about waiving service of process nor information about the date, time, or place of any hearing. Mother was never served with process. The guardianship was granted on May 21, 2020, in part due to the fact that mother executed a consent to the appointment of respondents as co-guardians for the minor child, ARB, and in said consent acknowledged that she was not fit, willing, or able to provide for the care of the minor child, and that the appointment of respondents as co-guardians for her daughter was in the best interests of the minor child. In August 2020, mother contacted respondents about rescinding the guardianship. On August 27, 2020, mother filed a pro se petition to terminate the guardianship that did not raise an issue as to lack of personal jurisdiction. On March 8, 2021, after mother retained counsel, she filed an amended petition to set aside the previous default judgment due to lack of personal jurisdiction, or, in the alternative, to terminate the guardianship. The trial court separately addressed mother's motion to set aside the previous judgment of guardianship at a hearing on June 9, 2022. On August 11, 2022, the trial court ruled that the consent signed by mother demonstrated her consent to the proceeding and thus constituted a waiver of personal service. About 9 months later, the trial court proceeded with a hearing on mother's request to terminate the guardianship. At the start of the hearing, mother moved for judgment on the pleadings because respondents never filed a responsive pleading to mother's first amended petition to terminate guardianship after the court ordered that all rules of civil procedure would apply. The trial court denied the request for judgment on the pleadings because nothing was filed to give anyone notice that that was taking place at the time. For at trial, Mother testified that her income had increased, she had a reliable vehicle and a room for ARB in her apartment, and was working a 9-to-5 job. Mother testified that although she does not know if ARB has activities in school yet, if she did, she would go to ARB's EV